You and Frico Suave is a guy who's called this show a lot in the 2 years almost that we've been on.
Yeah.
And really, he's a great guy, going to law school, that kind of thing.
I love the dude. I just sent him a tweet. Like, I just replied to him because he's constantly tweeting about politics and Trump, and Trump's this, and he's the white devil, and he's like the Antichrist.
Oh, really? He doesn't.
And yesterday, I'm like, dude, just like smoke a joint and chill out. You can't take all this stuff so seriously. It's like, and I didn't even think about it, but apparently, it's some people reacted to it as far as Brett's telling me now, and I'm like,
sounds like you got under Frico's skin a little bit too.
No, I don't think I got under Frico's skin. I just saw that he sent me a private message too.
He was very passionate.
Yeah, you know what's funny? It's like, you don't. No matter what side of the aisle you're on, I feel like these, when people are just like constantly letting this consume them, I don't understand it.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, they'll turn around like, well, my rights aren't about to be violated. Oh, is that, you know, is that the case? I don't know. Are yours about to be violated? Definitely. You don't know. Nobody knows anything. So, like, to me, when people like live under this cloud of doom and they just sit on Twitter and, it's nonstop, I'm like, you're not living, you know? You know, I mean, that's the vibe that I got.
Yeah. And both my wife and my daughters all have friends, actually females, as far as I know, who all are like that, who are like, it's a cloud of doom. It's everything's terrible. They are still 100 days in, reacting very, very, it's consuming them a lot.
And I'm not saying
their social, everything is consuming them completely.
I'm not saying you shouldn't be aware of what's going on.
Right.
I'm just saying if you let it consume you, you know, if you let, and it's constantly in the forefront of your mind, then how are you enjoying life? Now, I know that sounds crazy coming from me.
It does. I was going to point that out.
You know, coming from me as far
as... How can people live under a cloud? What's wrong with you? Just live your life.
You make it sound like I have a choice. I have a chemically induced cloud that I have to deal with.
It's, right.
So it's a completely different ballgame.
Right.
I just felt bad. Not that I felt bad for, like, I think he's a weak person or I felt bad for him that way. I just, like, how are you, like... Why are you letting that get to you when you can't control it? It seemed...
Hey, Brett, do you have a couple of the things that Frico wrote back on the Twitter so people know what we're talking about as far as...
I didn't even see that. I just saw the message you sent me.
Yeah. He's got, you know, because you're asking him how he's, like, relaxed with all the political stuff. Like, why are you just so engrossed in it?
I told him to smoke a joint and chill out.
Right.
And this is in response to that tweet, your response to that. He says, I love politics. I have a degree in it. Also, I'm passionate about our current political climate because my rights are at risk. I love you, man.
What?
And then
listen,
and Frico says that because he's a gay man. So
I'm passionate about radio.
He feels at risk.
I have a degree in it. I don't go sitting on talking about it on Twitter all day.
But that's different. That's different from being a gay man worried about your rights.
Well, if Trump said something that affects the radio community, you'd be pissed off about it. So that's
for about a half an hour.
If it affected what you could say and what you can't say on the air. You'd be pissed.
I'd be pissed, but have you known me to spend 5 days on any, like, letting something like that consume? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, man. And maybe it's just because I'm not in that position and it's easier for me, I guess. I don't know.
I think so. We're not focused on the same stuff that either, you know, African Americans are focused on or the gay community's focused on. And so we're not going to see it as brightly lit as for example, Frico would see it. What else did he say, Brett? Because he had a couple of good points, I thought.
He says, but put yourself in my shoes, 45, meaning Trump, the 45th president. 45 aligns himself with people that view the LGBT community as mentally ill perverts. He's about to sign a religious liberty EO that will allow businesses to discriminate against the LGBT community on the basis of religion. No disrespect, but you don't know what it feels like to be in the crosshairs of the government, so you will have to give me a pass for being anxious or angry when minority groups, many of which I'm a part of, are seen as disposable. If that makes you uncomfortable, then you should ask yourself why.
Is anybody make...
You're
it doesn't
disposable.
Make me uncomfortable. I don't think he's disposable. I love the dude. I'm hoping to catch
him. No, I get it,
you
but
know?
How many people in this country view, for example, the gay community as disposable? I mean, that's really extreme. I mean, who are those
freaks?
I don't
know that it's extreme. I think it's just because you don't...
It's not normal. It's not mainstream, Monica. It's not.
I in your world and where you are and what you come in contact with, I completely agree with that.
What do you mean? Are you saying in Tampa it's totally different and in your world? You
I'm
see
saying,
gay people,
no,
there
saying,
are people around you that see him disposable?
She's saying you're a straight white male.
Right, right.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
And this isn't going to
affect
you.
Yeah, I admit that I don't see the spotlight on it as bright, but disposable is really far.
Until you've actually had someone or a business or any kind of situation where you've been held, I don't want to say held down because that sounds so... ridiculous. But I mean, or, you know, just somehow not allowed to be yourself or put down or made to feel less than because of something that you just are naturally. Until that happens, like if someone came up to JP and said, JP, you are, from now on, any Italian who says gabagool, that's it. We can turn you away for business and blah, blah, blah. That's how you grew up. That's how you are. That's who you are. It's not anything bad.
Yeah,
it's never going to happen. I get that. I'm saying until that has happened to you and there's a group of people putting you down and calling you a horrible person all over the place, not just one group of people, then I can see what you're saying. No, I'm not gay, so I don't know where he's coming from. I'm just saying everybody's got their own thing. And until you've experienced it.
And I get all that. And the only reason I said anything to Freako is because every single time I go on Twitter, I just see those kind of posts from him. And it feels like, looking in, that he's just living that day in, day out, 24/7.
Clearly very
And I'm
worried.
Like, you have to get... But that was just my impression of it. Because every time I go in, that those are the posts that I see. With an occasional, he's listening to Kaltor, he's listening to Drew and responding to something. Everything just seems politically driven and negative and he's the white devil and this kind of stuff. And I'm like, man, just like... Have a drink. Go have some fun.
But do you understand? Okay, let me put it to you this way. I understand where you're coming from if you're over the post. I understand that completely. But when you say something to someone like have a drink or smoke a joint and relax, that is the equivalent of patting a child on the head and telling them to go about their business. It's very patronizing. It's very
I didn't mean it as patronizing in any shape. I just don't want to see anybody living like that. Like, to me, that just like coming from somebody who has the issues that I have and would do anything to not have them, I don't want to see anybody forcing what I see is like undo, like it's in your control to not worry about it. Not that you shouldn't worry about it, be concerned or be in the know or anything like that, just but all consumed by it.
As equally as we, I personally respect and I have a better knowledge of that it's out there as far as anxiety goes. I never had any idea until I knew you. Part of me just said, get over it, people. You can control it. But now I understand it a lot more. But as much as it's still foreign to me, I still just feel like, get over it, buddy. But I know it's not like that.
Roger's been sitting next to me for 17 years.
Yep.
He's been dealing with in one way, shape or another, my issues for 15 of those 17 years. And he'll be the first one to say, I still don't understand it.
Yeah.
Exactly. And we'll never understand it because we don't live it. Only other people who live it like you do will completely understand it. And if Trump got together today and said, everybody with anxiety, suck it up. You're screwed. You're not getting any medication. You're not getting any, I don't believe in it. I think it's stupid. I think it's a freak and you can just get over it. Then that affects you.
I just wouldn't live on Twitter doing it. I might get angry and I might figure out a way around it, but I'm not going to live on Twitter to do it. And that's an age different thing.
Yeah, that's all that is.
That's all that is an age difference. Yeah, I would act or I would plan around it. Trust me, if that was the case and all of a sudden, my medical benefits didn't cover mental health stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be pissed off. But I'd be making phone calls to make sure that, this got billed as something different. You start working. You just make things happen.
Erica's on line 3, and she says she can relate to what Freako was talking about. Hi, Erica. Roger, JP, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Good. I was actually just calling because I can completely see both sides of the spectrum. I grew up in a really small town. I'm gay, and my dad is... he's a very wealthy man, owns his own business. We've always been told, remember who you are and what you stand for. So when I came out to my family, it was, not okay. They wanted nothing to do with that. All of my girlfriends have been, quote-unquote, roommates. They never like to accept that I'm gay. But I also don't go to social platforms to air out all of my dirty laundry. If I feel a certain way about things, I will speak about it, but I don't go to those platforms and like to trash all these things. The truth of the matter is that Trump is our president no matter what, and I can't do anything about that. And I don't have any leeway, to change anything. I can still be who I am. I can still love my girlfriend. I can still, be in these relationships. Yeah, people will look at me and be like, do you know how disgusting you are? I've had people look at me like that, make really rude comments, but in reality, this is something that I've had to live with, you know, my entire life. So, you know, you learn to get some thick skin, but it does suck. Like, it really does suck. And the way that, you know, we are perceived as people is, you know, it's a choice and all that stuff. I promise you that I would never want to live this life, and I would never want to put this on my worst enemy the way that I feel every single day, looking at other people, look at me, you know, holding my girlfriend's hand or kissing her in public. Like, public displays of affection, I don't like having, because I don't like to be judged, and it sucks, because it shouldn't be like that.
Listen, no guy doesn't want to look at two chicks kiss. just being honest.
Yeah, you got to admit that.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's just what I wanted to say, because I understand, like, I totally understand where the whole Twitter situation is coming from, but for me, like, I don't, you know, put that out there, just because, number one, I don't want to, like, sit there and get into a really huge, you know, debate about this kind of stuff, but also, you know, like, I'm not only gay, I'm also, like, a recovering addict and alcoholic, so I've already had enough being put on me for, you know, judgment. So I just, I don't know, like, I just stay positive as much as possible. Whatever happens, happens.
Did you turn to drugs and booze because the gay thing got to you? Being gay got to you, or handling being gay got to you? Or having to suppress it?
I don't think so. I just don't know how to cope with daily situations. I mean, and that's what, you know, both of my parents were addicts and alcoholics, so I've just kind of learned that when you're happy, you drink. When you're sad, you drink. When, you know, when you want to feel better, you get high. Like, that's just kind of what I've been taught since I was young. So, you know, and my family is in recovery. All of us are in recovery now, so that's amazing. But, you know,
congratulations.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Hey, Erica, quick question. Who are the, in your experience, what type, who are the people who are, like, making rude comments to you? Like, I get, is it, like, older people who just don't understand? Who is it? Like, who does that?
Usually it is older people that don't understand that, you know, I've been told many times that I'm an abomination and, you know, like, all those good things. And I kind of, you know, just let that go, you know, whatever. But, you know, like, it does hurt, and it has been 9 times out of 10 it is older people. But there are some younger people who have been raised by those older people who don't understand, and they sit there and they've got all sorts of judgments. I mean, and I was raised in Plant City too, so you know, you don't, there's nobody that is gay in Plant City, and if you are, you don't talk about it, and if are, you move out. Like,
City, the straightest city, like, in Florida. Okay.
If you were gay in Plant City and nobody else was, how'd you get laid?
I know, the winter strawberry capital of the world.
Hey, thanks for the call, Erica.
Thank you, Erica.
You know, we gotta play the, I know we're supposed to do Dead Guy next. Let's push that off for a segment.
Yeah.
We'll come back, we'll take some more of your calls, and we'll play that Colbert audio. He went off on Trump last night, and then, you know, Brett, as I was driving in this morning, they were like, he was a homophobic rant on Trump, whatever it is. And I heard it, I'm like, it wasn't homophobic.
You guys should listen to it.
But he was just like
maybe it's another example of where we're not the people in the spotlight, so we don't
Either
think it's homophobic the way it says. I know, but the people who are saying it's a homophobic slur, maybe they understand it differently. You know, it's just we're just showing our ignorance. I don't know.
Sea holster is funny.
All right, well, we'll hear the Colbert audio and talk to you guys too. 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025. People on hold, hang there. Thanks for waiting. We'll be right back. Roger and JP on the boat. Keith has been hanging on a little bit, so let's get to him. One of our listeners, Frico Suave, had been tweeting back and forth with JP about how he's worried about President Trump and what he'll be doing. And we talked about this before the election, that the gay community is very worried about what will happen to rights, what will happen to how they're viewed, etc. And so he was talking about that on Twitter. And Keith says he can explain, like, really where Frico is coming from. Erica did a good job before, too. Keith, what do you got? Go ahead.
JP, what I want to explain to you is when somebody asks you how you're doing today, like they ask me, I say, great. I am a white, straight American male. In this world, that's pretty much the best thing to be. So you technically can't understand what anybody else is thinking. Nobody follows you through Walmart. Nobody picks on you when you kiss your spouse. Nobody, you know, so I understand you want to be considerate and concerned, but you'll never, ever understand it because you are a white, straight American male. pretty much the best thing to be in the world, mm-hmm. according to the world, is what I'm saying. So I try to be compassionate and understand, but when a black friend of mine says, you know, I was walking through Walmart, and I'm like, I can't go, oh, I understand how you're feeling. No, I don't. I walk in any store I want. I do whatever I want. Nobody ever asks me questions. Nobody ever looks at me funny because I am what I'm supposed to be. Everybody else, really, I mean, if you're a gay guy, you can't hold your boyfriend's hand. If you're a black guy, you can't, like Trayvon Martin, he can't go get Skittles and get home without getting shot in the head. And I mean, it's just ridiculous. You'll never, and it's not your fault. That's what I'm trying to understand, is it's not your fault. We're just white American men who have never had any real challenges in life. So that's what you got to understand when Freako gets so upset or the black guy gets so upset. And you're like, just smoke a joint and relax. Dude, they can't just smoke a joint and relax. They've lived this from day one where me and you haven't. So that's where I try to step back and go, I can feel your pain, but I can't understand it because I just don't see it, you know, because it doesn't happen to me. But you got to understand it happens to them constantly. And it's just wrong.
What? Yeah, no doubt. I get
it's
you.
Just, it's, I think there's got to be some way.
Understand it.
Yeah, but I mean, are you telling me nobody understands each other? Because they were all different. You mean nobody has
any way to sympathize
or empathize or understand even a bit of a straight guy can never empathize with a gay guy, or a white guy can never empathize, sympathize, or understand a black guy?
I'm not saying you can't. You can be considerate. It's like, you know, when the white people were at the black movement and stuff like that, I give them all the credit in the world. Back in the 60s, you did not want to be a white person standing up for a black person because then you were ostracized. But it didn't matter. Even though they knew it was wrong, they still couldn't understand. They just can't. They can't understand how their body. They just knew it was wrong.
They can't understand.
Exactly.
What black people
you just
went
never
in that
will.
Day. Right.
So I get where JP's like, why are you just bitching about it? You just keep complaining. Nothing's going to change. I get it. But what else are they? I mean, that's what they.
It wasn't even about that. Again, this whole thing is being definitely misunderstood. I'm just saying, why constantly go on? I just felt like for Freako, and he's on hold. We'll get to him now. You know what? Let me answer this for Freako. Freako, what's going on, brother?
Thanks, Keith.
What's going on, guys? First and foremost, let me start off by saying I love the hell out of all of you. And regardless of anyone's political belief, it's not, and I take no offense to anything that was said.
Did you understand where I was coming from? It wasn't a knock on your on anything, other than just like, dude, just
get off of social media for a little while. I definitely understood where you were coming from, 100%. Now, allow me to explain. When the most of my time I spend on social media is usually when I'm about to go to sleep, or I'm laying in bed, or I'm using the restroom. And it's
thanks.
A lot of this,
every time I see one of your tweets, I'm like, was he taking a dump or taking a nap? What is it?
a lot of the times people, they don't post about these things because, like the caller said, it doesn't happen to them directly. Now, Erica made I believe that was the first girl caller that called. I'm not 100% sure that was her name.
You're right.
But she brought up a good point, but I disagree with her on certain things. I don't care. It doesn't bother me to my core or anything that when people say things that or snicker at me. And if I had to choose to be gay or straight, I would choose to be gay 150 times over. And that's not what bothers me. But what my point of tweeting these things, JP, is, for example, do you remember when the executive order came out with the travel ban?
Yeah.
A lot of people protested and tweeted, and it got things done because it made people aware and people were activated and things like that. So when I tweet these things, I mean, not to discredit you or anything like that or anyone else, but I'm sure that you probably weren't aware that he's about to sign an executive order on Thursday that's essentially a license to discriminate. So, and that license to discriminate has greater implications because it involves private businesses. And within private businesses are schools, universities, you name it. So the whole purpose of my tweeting is, just like the caller before said, just because you don't have it happen to you doesn't mean it's not real.
Right.
You have a daughter. you have a daughter, and both of you guys do. And mm-hmm. your daughter, unfortunately, is going to experience some sexism in her life. It's an unfortunate fact of life. And it's going to bother her. And as someone who is a familial figure or a friend, that should bother you as well.
Right.
And
of course it does.
Because, of course it does. So that's why I post about it, because a lot of people don't know what's going on. Our president has yet to comment on the concentration camps that are being opened in Chechnya, where hundreds of gay men are being slaughtered. Every other leader of the free world has commented on it, but our president has not. In fact, he had a phone conference with President Putin yesterday, where Chechnya is a province in Russia. So all of these things that
just
are,
because
that
I'm
going,
straight doesn't mean I'm stupid, Freako. I know where Chechnya is.
I'm not saying. I'm just clarifying. And I don't want. Roger brought up a point saying that, you know, gay people and straight people can't empathize with each other. I disagree entirely. I think
I said they can.
You empathize. You guys do empathize.
Yes.
And to say that you don't, and for people to say you don't, isn't fair to you. But right. what they're trying to say, and this is just my interpretation, is you don't truly understand the implications of being discriminated against for something you can't control until it happens to you or someone you love. My parents, for example, were great when I came out. I mean, I had no question that they were going to be great. However, once I, you know, they didn't understand the discrimination part of it until it happened to me quite a few times. When I was in law school, I almost got kicked out of law school because someone filed a complaint against me that was completely bogus. Right. And it was based off my sexual orientation, and I had to apologize to the guy that made the complaint.
But that has that happens. That happens to straight men all the time. Where women will accuse a guy of saying things or acting inappropriately, and sometimes it's true, and sometimes it's not true. It happens all the time.
Right.
It's not a gay thing.
The correlation with that, though, is that you can empathize. But see, there comes a point where. For example, and this isn't a knock on you, JP, but I try to explain something that happened as discriminatory towards me, and instead of acknowledging that it happened, you immediately tried to correlate it to straight and heteronormativity.
What I'm trying to say is it happens to everybody.
I'm not saying it didn't happen to you,
and I'm not saying it didn't suck that it did happen to you. I'm just saying, but it can happen to anybody.
But see, and I agree, but it's very.
Uh-huh.
When your government is behind it and they're not protecting you, that's when, you know, it's a little bit different.
Okay.
And I don't want this to put a strain on our relationship because I love you guys. You guys are one of my favorite girls on the bone.
Come on, Freako. Never.
Freako, we never even met. It's not going to have a strain on our relationship.
It.
I happen to like you a lot. I think every time you call into the show, no matter what we're talking about,
he's always good.
You're always cool.
But now we're breaking up with you. That's it.
Right. No. And the only thing is I handle things, you know, as a 45-year-old male, I handle things probably drastically different. How old are you? 27, 28?
25.
25?
You shed some light. I also have anxiety, and I also have OCD. So I can relate to you with that.
Right. Yeah, so, I mean...
And it's... I also dabble in men,
so I can relate to you and that.
Well, when you come down to Tampa, dabble away, Bobby, but I got to head back.
I tell you what, you call me Poppy, all bets are off.
Hey, thanks, Freako.
Take care, Freako. Good talking to you. We got to play this Colbert audio. But we should probably break.
Yeah, we probably should. All right, you guys, great calls, really good stuff. Really, I love how it's like eye-opening. That's what people are doing, is opening eyes and ears to what's going on or what the perception is of things. Go ahead, Monica.
I'm sorry. I just want to say also, I think that you guys are phenomenal for even wanting to have a conversation like this and not just taking the... I'm right, you guys are wrong, you guys are snowflakes, you guys are stupid, you guys, who cares what you say?
No, this isn't
open-minded.
You know what's funny?
This isn't a snowflake thing.
It's not a snowflake thing, and the issue between, honestly, me and Freako is as simple as this. I'm a 45-year-old guy, and he's a 25-year-old guy.
Mm-hmm.
We go about our issues in a completely different way.
You're old.
Right. And that's fine. Not as old as you.
She finally got to say it.
But,
damn it.
You know? Yeah.
He couldn't let you have that one.
You know?
No, he couldn't.
And we just handled, you know, 25-year-olds, millennials will go on social media and vent to get their point across, and that's cool.
All right. 45-year-old guys just don't do that.
And we just don't.
In general.
You know, that's just not my style, and I just like the guy, and if you only read his tweets, you would think that he was all consumed by these issues.
Mm-hmm.
And you would feel bad for him.
Mm-hmm. And you don't want him to be consumed
by
them.
Right, but that turns out to not be the case. It's just his way of getting
his
frustrations out.
At 45, you're able to see that. A lot of people aren't. And they're like, stupid kids. I don't, you know, he's just being an idiot. And it's damn cool. I'm just saying that you're able to see that and acknowledge that and still respect him, regardless if it's different than we usually.
I am what the gays like to call evolved.
I don't know about all that.
Those gays like to call it this.
That's baloney.
You know, the $3 bills, they like to say I'm evolved. We'll play the Colbert stuff from last night next and get yelled at for not doing that guy.
Roger, JP on the phone, Real Raw Radio. We'll be right back. Well, things come up, and we get to have some pretty cool conversations and open up windows and doors to let the light in on stuff that maybe is sitting under the surface. But just finished a really good discussion about, can, you know, like straight guys like us really have any idea what gay guys like, say, Freako are afraid of with the Trump administration, for example, like stuff like that. Like, the more we talk about it, the more we can understand each other's sides and or mindsets.
Nice little open dialogue.
Yeah. No, it's really good. And then there's, like, and then there's Stephen Colbert, who last night did a monologue on his show that was, well, put it this way. It's making headlines, and hashtag fire Colbert is kind of hot right now. He went after Trump in a very different way than I've seen late night hosts go after him. And here is part of his monologue when he's really getting after Trump. And it's really about Trump meeting with another CBS guy, the host of Face the Nation. And he didn't want to answer any questions as far as the surveillance stuff.
Yeah,
and so Colbert plays the part of, you know, well, listen, if you disrespect another guy on my team, I'm on the CBS team, he may not have come back at you, but now I'm going to be the guy who comes back at you. So with that as his premise, Colbert launches into this against President Trump.
Mr. Trump, your presidency, I love your presidency. I call it disgrace the nation. You're not the POTUS, you're the BLOTUS. You're the glutton with the button. You're a regular gorge Washington. You're the presidents, but you're turning into a real pricktator. Sir, you attract more skinheads than free Rogaine. You have more people marching against you than cancer. You talk like a sign language gorilla who got hit in the head. In fact, the only thing your mouth is good for is being Vladimir Putin's holster. Your presidential library. Your presidential library. Your presidential library is going to be a kids' menu in a couple of Jugs magazine. The only thing smaller than your hands is your tax returns. And you can take that any way you want. We got great.
Hmm.
So the hashtag came from who? From what group? From,
I don't know. There's a group that started that. Somebody started it. Because
the whole thing, the whole thing said that that was a homophobic slur that he used when he said something about the.
Which, and maybe we're not seeing it because of what we all just talked about.
But what I'm saying is, did it come from Trump's fans or Trump supporters? They fire Colbert, or did it come from the gay community who's saying it was a homophobic slur? Is it Trump's Trump supporters that are trying to make something out of nothing with the homophobic slur?
Maybe
thing.
Maybe
I don't know.
In order, because you know.
But I'll tell you this:
he said, if you missed it, he said that Trump is. How did he put it? That Putin is his sea holster?
Yeah. I'll tell you this.
Yeah, it's a little,
if I'm Trump,
a little over the line.
If I'm Trump, I may not, like, outwardly pay any attention to this, but I'm getting the groups of some departments in a room and be like, listen, I want to, don't just turn that guy's world upside down. Turn it upside down.
Yeah.
Totally would. Absolutely.
I mean, I just feel like we've hit this level in this country where we're just, like, it's so low class, like, at least have just a little respect for, if you don't like the guy, at least the office.
You can,
something, because there were plenty of people who didn't like Obama or Bush.
But I can
but
say
nobody
this.
Did that.
You said that we're getting low class.
Over the top.
He's done a pretty good job of bringing us there. He has. You have to admit that.
Even though we both said that way.
No, no, no. Trump.
He's never said C word.
Grab it by the pee.
He's not going like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Grab it by the pee.
Come on, dude.
But is that
he's everybody?
But now
involved.
You're comparing a monologue joke about a president now with a private thing that happened how many years ago on a bus that was recorded. Like
Raj, you just said, listen, I got you, and I'm a supporter. So
yeah,
you're just saying like you feel like we're so low class. He's done a pretty good job.
Yeah, I feel like we've lowered ourselves. Yeah,
and he's done a pretty good job of bringing us there.
Hmm.
It's like
he set the bar as the president.
He turned American politics into reality television.
Yep.
And he single-handedly did it.
Tweeting and...
I can see a little of that. All right. I'll admit to a little of that. Yeah.
But I feel like
our society as a whole has gotten so low that he has no problem doing that on a late-night show. He's trying to get ratings and have sponsors, but he has no problem saying...
But you know what'll happen?
A C-holster.
And he may very well...
Like, what are you doing?
He'll never get fired for it, but he may very well pay the price for it.
He might.
He may very well... there may be some advertisers that pull. I doubt it. There may be some...
Why do you doubt it? Because if he said something that was a homophobic slur, why wouldn't... everybody was clear on it would pull, right? If he said something against conservatives, they would be protesting and maybe some advertisers would pull. But why wouldn't it happen in this situation? I mean, I think this got some people pissed off.
How was it a homophobic slur, though?
The C-holster.
But I mean, I heard that part, but I don't think that's a homophobic slur. I didn't think so either.
But that was the headline we woke up to this morning.
Yeah, and I'm just looking at it as I've never heard a late night host go that far. Have you?
No.
I can't think of one instance where a late night host went that far.
And I'm not a fan.
And I think it's wrong.
But I'm not a Colbert fan by any stretch.
Yeah, I don't care if I'm a fan or not.
I didn't like the old show. I didn't like this show. I thought that was a little bit much, but, you know,
it was funny.
I don't think it was funny, but I'm not a fan in the first place. And I just don't turn on the show.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. I mean, if he said that Obama was Putin's C-holster, I'd be just as pissed.
But you want to know why he wouldn't do that?
Monica, if he said that Hillary was his C-holster, you'd be pissed too.
This is why.
It's wrong, man. That's the wrong level.
No. And here's why. It's because of what JP said. Trump has set the bar at a certain level. It's somehow.
That is not what I said. What I said was. He's done his share of work of bringing us down. I did not say
because he's done that. No. And I'm not saying that either. What I'm saying is the reason nobody would do this to Obama is because Obama is not tweeting and calling other people names and saying grab him by the pee and all of that. That's not where he went. People still said mean things about Obama, but they didn't go to that level because that's not what he projected.
Right. So you don't think it would have gone to this level if it wasn't Trump? Like if it was Bush... It wouldn't have gone to this level, you're saying, at this point in 2017.
No. And I remember Bush got made fun of for not...
I feel like it's a 2017 thing, and I understand Trump and his, say, percentage of fault in pushing things this way. I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
But...
If you didn't, you'd be blind.
I think the level is just... I mean, why take it to this level? I don't understand. I don't get it.
I can give you one word.
We are a country who has a president.
One word.
And for all of us to be doing, to have that going on, man, that hurts my pride a lot in this country.
One word. What? Ratings.
Yeah.
What other reason does anybody do it?
Well, let's see if he gets them.
In the media.
Would you have been happier?
Do it for rating.
With him saying something to the effect of, you know, obviously he's in his back pocket or like, how would you have liked him to word it without that? Because if you listen to the whole thing, like he was leading up to it. Like it was one thing after another leading up to it. So you can't really end that whole rant with, you know, and they're friends. I mean, you know what I mean? It was a punctuation mark.
Here's the thing. He pandered to his audience. He knows exactly who his audience is, and he super fed them exactly what they want from him.
Mm. It was funny.
He gave it to him.
I thought it was funny.
You know?
And Franco Suave, bringing it all around on Twitter, just posted, he said, it came from Trump's side. Definitely not a homophobic slur. I'm guessing the Fire Colbert hashtag.
Oh, really?
Okay.
And he said it's not a homophobic slur.
I didn't think so. I didn't think so either, but that was the headline.
I was surprised that.
The homophobic slur thing is what we woke up to this morning.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.